Hi, I'm Dave, and I host a program called Dave's Gone By, and that program airs Sunday nights at 11 on WGBB Freeport, and that station is AM 1240 on your dial, and that dial is on your radio, and your radio is the only thing that stands between you and those little green men you see when you eat too much spicy food. You've been warned.
There goes the Daverhood!
You got David Lefkowitz here. He's a Long Island arts guy. He's got his own radio show.
Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every cover of day, whirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood, everybody. Welcome, welcome on this September 7th, 2008, to the 290th episode of Dave's Gone By. Hard to believe, 290 of these and going strong. And we've got a very strong show for all of you tonight. I'm not going to take too much time at the beginning because so much to do. First of all, we're going to be talking with Tom Berger, who is the copy chief of Budget Travel. And, you know, kind of odd timing. Why would we be doing a travel segment after summer's pretty much over, even though we do have two more weeks of technical summer. But, you know, and as a matter of fact, if you're going to go traveling, this is probably the better time to book for cheaper fares. Not that, you know, with gas the way it is, there are cheaper fares. But anyway, Tom Berger with Budget Travel has the website, has all this going on, including a new book. And this was the hook for me. This is what made me go, I've got to do something about this. There's a book called A Stingray Bit My Nipple that the Budget Travel folks put out from clippings and submissions to their website from people who had interesting, odd, unusual, sometimes scary, often funny things happen to them when they were traveling around the world. And so, between the title of the book and the idea of all these weird, zany anecdotes that happen to folks, I thought, there's a Dave's Gone By segment right there. So we're going to be talking to Tom Berger of Budget Travel about A Stingray Bit My Nipple tonight on Dave's Gone By. But as if that weren't enough for an hour's worth of entertainment, it probably isn't. It's worth about 20 minutes of entertainment, which is exactly what we're going to allot to it, because we're also making room for the News Gone By satirical look at world and social and current events. And we're even going to squeeze in a short Inside Broadway this week, because there's a lot of Broadway news cooking, and we wanted to tell you about that. So, three big things happening tonight on Dave's Gone By, and there's even time for a fourth, because we have a caller we have calling all the way from the other coast, my usual guest co-host, who's not in studio this week but is joining us for a few minutes, Mr. Jeff Goodman. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing, Dave?
Jeff, how are you? You sounded a little tired when we talked earlier today, but you seem a little more chipper now. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm right outside the San Luis Obispo Airport.
Okay.
And a lovely rental car that's beat.
Is that just where you like to spend your days, outside the San Luis Obispo Airport? You don't actually go on a plane. You're just, like, looking at the airport, basically.
Absolutely. It's gigantic. It has four flights a day.
Four flights a day anywhere, all right?
No, they just go to L.A. and I think one flight to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
One flight to L.A. and two to San Francisco.
Well, what are you doing in San Luis Obispo?
Leaving.
Which is probably the best thing you can do from San Luis Obispo. But what were you doing there?
Well, I was here for my second cousin's wedding.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
It was lovely.
Anything unusual? Any Bridezilla moments? Any Godzilla moments?
No, it was actually quite nice. It was on a vineyard in California wine country.
So did everybody get stone blind drunk at the end of the ceremony? Or?
Well, a couple of people did.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like fun.
And then we did the old Lucy stomping on the grapes thing, you know.
Did everybody do that?
No. Yeah, the whole wedding party. It was wonderful.
Well, that would be a really, really fun thing. I mean, after the ceremony and all that, they have a big old tub. As a matter of fact, one of the people who's going to be on Dave Has Gone By in just probably next week is a fellow named Greg Pernhagen, and he is doing a one-man show with a band about Desi Arnaz and his marriage to Lucy and all that. And it's a rather odd connection, but of course one of the scenes that we most think of when we think of I Love Lucy is her stomping on the grapes and, you know, with Ethel and all that.
Yes.
Bizarre sexual sort of thing.
She wasn't stomping with Ethel, she was stomping with a woman from Italy.
Oh, you're right. See, you remember better than I do. That's right. And where was Ethel at that point?
I'm not sure. We're probably with Fred.
In the cellar.
You're inseparable.
Fred was in the cellar drunk. Oh, his mind.
You're right.
And that was off camera. But, you know, so we have just a couple of minutes more before I get to Tom Berger and the rest of the show. I want you to first help me with our sponsors, and then I want you to tell me your little anecdote that you want to tell about the most interesting thing that happened to you.
That was in Vegas, and we're heading back to Vegas again.
Oh, so that happened in Vegas is the story you're going to tell. All right, before you tell it, this is kind of a tease. Who are the sponsors of Dave's Gone By?
Well, my favorite, Hewlett Minuteman Press.
Oh, why are they your favorite?
Because they're next to defunct Lohman Shoe Store.
That's right. And even if they weren't next to the Lohman Shoe Store that wasn't, Hewlett Minuteman Press is the copy king. They are the place to go for all your printing, your binding, your copying needs. And what do Dave's Gone By listeners get there?
They get 10% off, Dave.
Every job, big or small, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, Hewlett Minuteman Press, open 6 days a week. Now that we're after Labor Day, they're back to 6 days a week. So definitely stop off.
I didn't know they were only went down to five.
Yeah, in the summer they do that, because, you know, school's not going and whatever. But now there's 6 days, so go there. And you should also, well, there isn't a storefront, but you should certainly patronize Fancy Schmancy Balloons. Why is that?
I think so.
Because?
I own it.
Yeah. And what do you do?
We decorate parties.
Yeah. It's not like you make balloon animals. You make these giant balloon archways and pretty centerpieces for tables. And what else do you do?
Oh, anything you pay us to do.
Anything.
Strip-teasing.
Really? Oh, yeah. If you want to see Jeff strip-tease, Fancy Schmancy Balloons. What's your phone number?
516-797-3229.
Say it again.
You know the time with the strip-tease, Dave?
When is that?
I charge by the pound.
Oh, I don't think anybody can. No offense. 516-797-3229 for Fancy Schmancy Balloons. Now, you'll be back in town in a couple of days, right? Or are you going to be gone for the rest of the week?
No, I'm going to come back Wednesday night.
So, starting Thursday, give Jeff a call. If you have a party, if you're doing maybe a Jewish New Year's party, or you're setting up for a big Halloween party, Jeff can really help you do that. 516-797-3229. And our third sponsor is the Bible of Broadway. You know it, Jeff. You subscribe to it, Jeff.
Performing Arts Insider.
That's right. Where you can get all the information about Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, cabaret, opera, dance, everything happening on the stages of New York in the pages of Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine. 21 times a year, if you really, really want to be up to date on everything that's going on, or you can just get the monthly issue 12 times a year, and there's a special discount for Dave's Gone By listeners. Go to davesgoneby.org to find out more about the discount, and performingartsinsider.com to find out more about Performing Arts Insider. Now, Jeff, tell your story. What happened in Vegas?
Well, I am not letting this stay in Vegas, because I found the most obnoxious gay man in America.
The most... I thought that was you. No, I'm kidding. The most obnoxious gay man in America. Do tell.
Yes. Well, it turns out he is someone named Rio, and he works at the Riviera.
His name is Rio, and he's really, really gay. Okay, yeah.
Yes, he is. He is from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he's just an obnoxious man. What happened is I went to the casino,
yeah.
And I decided to wait. Hang on, just one second.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have all the time in the world here. We're only on live show.
I had to return my rental car, Dave.
Well, oh, okay. Well, while we're waiting for Jeff to get into his rental car, let me remind are you in?
Yep.
Okay. Continue, please. We only have like a minute or two. Do this.
Okay. Anyway, here's the deal. I was playing one game with him on my left because I just couldn't take him anymore.
Okay.
Then I was playing some poker with people, and it was a nice table, and who comes to the table but Rio?
Okay.
I said, oh, my God. And he dealt, and he was fine. Then he finally gets to me, and he deals me, I think it was 7/7, you know what I mean?
All right. No, I have no idea, but yeah.
You get two cards.
Okay.
If you get two of the same cards, you can split them if you want.
Oh, okay.
14 is not a good number. And I was pretty sure he split them, but I wanted to ask against his card do I split it. And I said, so, do I split these? And he goes, don't ask me. I don't gamble. I said, I don't care about your personal history. Should I split these? What does the book say, you know? Because there's a book, you know, there's like a rule of thumb for all this stuff. So he looks at me, goes, I don't gamble. I said, okay. So okay, he's just being retarded.
Yeah.
I just hit my 14 or whatever, and I did fine. I won the bet. As he's paying me off, he goes, by the way, the book says to split.
Oh, you're kidding
me. I said, are you really? I said, in a little bit more colorful terms, I said, you obnoxious gay person, you.
Wait, you didn't use the other, the gay F word, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Did he realize that it was the pot calling the kettle, or did he think you were just a guy calling
I really could care less.
Oh, wow. What did he say to that?
Nothing. I said, you're going to tell me that you tell me you don't know, and then you taunt me afterwards?
Ouch.
I said, what kind of customer service is this?
Man. I hope you did you have any further dealings with him?
What's that?
Did you have any further dealings with him, or did you just...
Oh, well, I complained to a supervisor.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the guy could have at least said, look, I'm not really allowed to talk or make any kind of recommendation or anything.
They all do. You're allowed to. They're allowed to do that.
Oh, really? Oh.
Sure.
Well, did he get into trouble, you know? Did anything happen?
Oh, well, first of all, hopefully we'll send a copy of this disc to the Riviera Hotel, which... I would say because of him and his other obnoxious coworkers, I will never gamble out again.
Oh, dear.
Not until I hear this and say, wow, we really should think about our deal of, you know, being nice.
And we really should give Jeff and Dave like a free week of staying at the Riviera. That would make things really much nicer. And, yeah. Well, tell you what, Jeff, you're going to be back.
The rooms are beautiful. The casino was horrible.
Whoa. Well, everybody, don't go to the Riviera. This is... Democracy in action. You know,
my recommendation would be book the rooms; they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
and then gamble elsewhere.
They don't make a lot of money on the rooms, I'm sure.
I know.
Yeah. So tell you what, Jeff, you're going to be back next week, right?
Yes, I will.
To be continued. We'll leave a little more time next week when you're actually in the studio. You can elaborate a bit, tell more about the other obnoxious employee.
Because I'm dying to hear the news gone by.
And you'll be dead by the end of them, that's for sure. You usually are. Jeff just loved that segment. But you really will love hearing Tom Berger talk about travel, because that's what you do. You love to travel.
I think it's very, very good that we're doing that.
So let's get right to it. I got to get to
commercials. I'm going to listen to you streaming on the web right now.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Jeff's streaming at AM 1240 WGBB.com. You should be too, and you'll be hearing advertisements just like this one. Old episodes of Dave's Gone By don't die. They just get archived on CD and on the internet. They're on CD for just $10, including shipping and handling. Makes a wonderful gift. But if you just want to listen on your computer, you can go to davesgoneby.org and see all the archives and listen to them free anytime at all, including a list of what's been on every episode of Dave's Gone By. So go to davesgoneby.org for all the information you need to know to hear me on CD.
Well, I am alone. and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a traveling on. I travel here and then I travel yonder. Well, I travel here and then I travel yonder. Well, I travel here and then I travel yonder. Well, I've been a traveling on.
I travel cold and then I
travel hungry. Well, I travel cold and then I travel hungry. Well, I travel cold and then I travel hungry. Well, I've been a traveling on.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this late summer edition of the show. Now, even though summer's not quite over, most people have finished with, perhaps, their traveling for the year. But then again, this tends to be a good time for people to go and travel, because most people are back at work or back at school or whatever. Airlines drop their fares. Hotels have special rates. So maybe if you are going to go out schmutzering, as my people like to say, you want some tips and plans and ideas, but also things to avoid. And also, it's most fun to hear about the horror stories that other people have had when traveling. That's what really attracted me to the book. As soon as I saw the title of the book, I was like, okay, I need this to be on Dave's Gone By. The book is called A Stingray Bit My Nipple: True Stories from Real Travelers. And this book is compiled from a column that appears regularly in Budget Travel Magazine. That's a Frommer's publication. And rather than my talk about it or just go through the book and read some of these stories, we thought we'd have the copy chief of Budget Travel. His name is Tom Berger, and he's joining us. He's traveling by telephone to the neighborhood. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Did you have a good trip getting here?
It's a fine phone connection.
So how long have you been with Frommer's?
About 2.5 years.
Okay. And where were you before? Were you just a traveler, or what was the deal?
Before that, I was teaching English, and I was a grad student.
Oh, cool. So how did you get the Frommer's gig? They just knew you liked travel, or?
Well, I had done some classes based on travel writing, and being an English teacher is somewhat similar to being a copy editor in the way that you approach people's writing. I did a few freelance editing gigs and copy editing gigs in between the teaching and landing the job, and then they hired me. I was a freelancer for a little while, and then they hired me.
Now, what does the job mostly entail? Is it just going over other people's copy, or it seems like you also get to go places and write about it?
I do. Copy editors don't have to write, as most other editors do, but I like it, and I like getting the chances to travel and see different places and do a little bit of writing.
Well, what are some of the most exotic locations that you've been, be it for this position or just in general?
Well, in June, just for Budget Travel, I was in Alabama and then London.
Whoa, Alabama. Whoa. That's like the other end of the earth. Wow. Yeah.
And Alabama, I have to say, I had not been there in a number of years, but it was great.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good time.
You know, Alabama is very on the go. You know why? Because it's mobile. Yeah, thank you so much, folks. Just trying to goose this up, give it a little oomph, if you know what I'm saying. What about other places, exotic? Or what was the favorite place that you have ever been?
That's tough. Although I have to say, I would go back. There are a number of places I would go back to in a heartbeat, but the one that springs to mind first is Istanbul.
Oh, not Constantinople.
Not Constantinople.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why Istanbul?
It's a really striking city. I mean, parts of it are quite beautiful, but even when it's not beautiful, it's just really striking. There's a mosque there called Yeni Cami, which means the new mosque.
Oh, okay.
And it's 500 years old.
Okay.
Drab 60s architecture. There's architecture from all these different centuries, and then my favorite building period is a church called the Hagia Sophia,
mm-hmm.
which was built in the 5th century.
Wow. Okay.
So, and the food is fantastic.
So let me ask you, since we're going to spend most of this conversation involving in weird or crazy travel horror stories, what's your worst travel story personally?
Oh. Most of my travel stories, you know, most of my frustrations are the same minor ones that everyone faces. But I have to say, in camping, when I was learning how to camp, I learned how to camp basically all the wrong way.
Would you sleep on top of the tent? What do you mean?
No, just, the last time I was in Alabama, it was two friends and I were traveling across the country, and we decided we would camp in southern Alabama. So this is July.
Oh.
It was incredibly hot.
Yeah.
One of my friends was sleeping in a hammock, and like a little string hammock that he brought along.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mosquitoes were eating them all night long.
Ow. Yeah.
The other two of us were in a tent, but with two people in a tent, your body heat basically makes it. It's like an oven.
Oh God. Yeah.
So sort of like we couldn't sleep. We're unbelievably hot. If we got out of the tent, then we were being eaten alive by mosquitoes. We were up all night, you know, lying on the ground, writhing in agony until about 5 in the morning when the temperature cooled off, the mosquitoes went to sleep, the dew started to land on us. It was comical.
Let me tell you something. I've been camping once in my life. I mean, it happened just last year. I went camping for the first time. I told all about it on the radio show. And we were down over at Merlefest, which is in one of those southern states. I don't quite remember. I think it's a Carolina of some sort. And, you know, it's sort of like a Woodstock, but for older and you know, more sleepy people. But the second day of our camping trip, when we were in this little outpost, I came down with a terrible, terrible cold. And let me tell you something. There's nothing there are worse things in the world, but in my world, there are a few things worse than being in the middle of a field in a tent on wet grass in the middle of the South with a miserable cold. So,
yeah.
Camping is not something I'm really going to be trying in the near future again, probably in this lifetime.
It can be better than that. I will say that.
I guess. You have to be a different type of person. A better man than I, Tom Berger.
Meow! I'm not an ordinary cat. I'm a copycat. I love to make copies. So my favorite place is Huel at Minuteman Press. For 3 decades, they've been on Broadway in Hewlett, printing booklets, making business cards, designing wedding invitations, and making millions of copies. Meow! How good is Minuteman? Hey, I used to have one life. Now I've got 9. Huel at Minuteman on Broadway opposite Lohman's. Tell them Toner the copycat sent you for 10% off.
Tom Berger is with us on WGBB on Dave's Gone By, and he is part of Budget Travel Magazine. He's their copy chief. And he's here to talk more specifically about the book, A Stingray Bit My Nipple, True Stories from Real Travelers. These are weird and crazy things that happened to people when they were traveling. So, first of all, we might as well go right to that title. Is there more to the story than that? I mean, that wasn't... please tell me that wasn't the crocodile hunter who said that.
That is the punchline, but the story is funny. A man wrote in and said, on a cruise from Tahiti, my wife and I opted for a snorkeling excursion.
Mm-hmm.
She kept insisting that I allow a man to dangle fish over me to see the stingray. I told her no several times before deciding that I should confront my fear.
Oh, God.
And you know that's where he went wrong.
Yeah. And so,
When I got next to the man with the fish, however, a stingray latched onto my nipple, creating an incredibly painful wound. The ship's doctor said he'd never heard of such an incident, adding that the underside of a female ray is white, and maybe when the male saw my belly, he tried to mate with me.
Oh, God. So, basically, we're being humped by a stingray.
Yes. And we've got a picture of it, which is absolutely amazing.
But I made a rather terrible joke about the crocodile hunter, but let's be happy it was just a female, because God knows what would have happened. Well, anyway, what are some of the other stories from the book about the weirdest, craziest, funniest things that have happened to people in their travails and travels?
Well, they fall into sort of several categories. One of them is, you know, the strange thing that we ate in another country.
Ah, yeah.
So we have grasshoppers, we have mice.
Wait, what country eats mice?
Let's find that one. The grasshopper one I have.
Well, I would figure a lot of countries have grasshoppers because, you know, they're tasty and a good source of protein. But
I'm going to have to, that's going to take me a few minutes to look
well,
up.
Was it an accident or are they like, oh, no, the mice are good today? Don't have the swordfish.
Here it is, mice jerky.
Mice jerky.
In Africa.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So after spending this is the story. After spending 2 months in Africa, my husband and I invited my 20-year-old nephew to visit us in Malawi. Having never left his little town in Texas, he jumped at the chance.
Right.
Picked him up at the airport, complete with his macho attitude. After we stowed his luggage in the car, we told him we'd stop for a snack on the way home. My nephew, hungry from his long flight, was all for it. All the macho left him, however, when my hubby pulled over to buy a few dried mice from the guy who sells them on the road outside the airport.
Three,
we call them mice jerky.
Oh. Three dried mice. See how they taste. How did they taste?
Well, she didn't say, but I guess the guy did good business in them, so they probably tasted good.
Whoa. Hey, you know, people will... the thing is, people will eat anything if they're starving. It's just what people decide to eat by choice that is sometimes rather rather astonishing. Any other food stories that you went like, oh, dear?
We had one. This was... this is a food story, but also it comes in the category of the kind of stupid mistake that I made when I was traveling.
Okay.
We did our own cooking when renting a house on Mexico's Solomon Bay. At the produce stand, there were several varieties of grains and nuts. One of the grains looked familiar, close to brown rice, and the vegetarian among us approved the choice. We cooked it for over an hour, but it still tasted oaky, so we cooked it longer and added seasoning. The property manager and the caretaker stopped in as we were about to eat. They were in awe of our ignorance. We had cooked a bag of birdseed.
Oh, I was thinking of something so much worse. I have to tell you, I'm glad we were. Birdseed, okay, that's kind of... What about something a little more scary? What about stories of being detained or searches or just fearing you'll never get out of the country alive kind of a thing?
Well, we did have one. This woman only feared that part of her wouldn't make it out of the country.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
A college student traveling in China. She says, while studying abroad in Beijing, I visited the Great Wall. But in a strange twist, I became the tourist attraction. The locals marveled at my long blonde hair and asked me to pose for countless photos. One vendor approached me and commented on my golden hair. I smiled and nodded. Golden hair, she said. I buy. I gave her a strange look and declined. She started offering me money. Not wanting to give up my hair, I kept refusing. She got agitated and walked away. I was heading back to the bus when she came chasing after me with a pair of scissors and yelling, golden hair, golden hair. I ran faster than I had run for a long time.
Okay. Did she win the 200 meters?
I think she probably did. Another set of world records.
Now, that's how they do it over there. Either they have someone, you know, gymnasts who are 2 years too young, or they've got the scissor method. It works. It's very, very effective, the Chinese have. So what are some other fun and amusing? These are good stories, actually, from A Stingray Bit My Nipple, True Stories from Real Travelers. By the way, that's available from Andrews McMeel Publishing. And it's, you can find out more about it. Where is Budget Travel's website, which would be what?
BudgetTravel.com.
Oh, well, make that easy for me. BudgetTravel.com. We're talking with Tom Berger, who is the copy chief over there. So what are some other, you know, amazing tales of travails?
One of the ones that I really like, there's a whole category of kind of small world stories. But this one has a nice twist. In Athens, at the Parthenon, my husband and I asked two women if they would take our photo. When the women identified themselves as Michiganders, my husband responded that he'd grown up there, in Rochester. "That's where I'm from," said one.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was an elementary school teacher, to which my husband happily replied that his brother is an elementary school principal in Rochester and offered up his brother's name. "Sure, I know him," she said. "He just fired me."
So you knew it was kind of going there, but it went there so perfectly.
It's really amazing.
I like this one that was apparently from page 7 of the book. A woman wrote in, "I met a pair of Iranian men, a businessman and his translator, while inside a store in China. 'You look like an Iranian woman,' the translator said." "Well, thank you," I replied, not exactly sure how to react. "I'll take that as a compliment." Looking me up and down, he said, "No, don't." Well, I found that amusing.
I think I've got that one marked as well. I mean, it's just the kind of perfect thing that can happen. It can happen any day, but you tend to notice those things when they happen on a trip, and you're in a foreign place or it's outside your element, and then these things happen, and you just think that, what? What just happened to me?
We have a guest co-host on Dave's Gone By. His name is Jeff Goodman, and he travels, well, as often as he can. He travels quite a bit, and especially to China and environs. And I don't remember whether it was Thailand or China or Vietnam it might have been. But Jeff is a large person. He's pretty obese, I have to use. That's the technical word for it. And he's very jolly-looking, almost Buddha-esque. And there is, when he went to one place, he was at the airport, and people started smiling at him and taking pictures of him. And they weren't even making fun of him. That culture, because they're so tiny, seemed to view him as a kind of a good luck charm. So everywhere he went, people would laugh and point, but it wasn't like they were being mean or making fun like they would in America. They would just be like, oh, it was as if Buddha was walking down the street or something like that. It was kind of neat. So the cultures are just kind of weird that way. Sponsor me, Dave's Gone By. Run your ad, folks will buy. If you want to reach the public, sponsor me. Advertise on this program for incredibly reasonable rates with long-term discounts. See prices at davesgoneby.org or call 516-295-1511. Sponsor me. If you're wise on Dave's Gone By, you'll advertise. If you want to be successful, sponsor me.
Hi, this is Tom Berger of Arthur Frommer's Budget Travel Magazine, and you're listening to Dave's Gone By.
Well, we have just a couple more minutes here with Tom Berger. Give us some more good stories, please, from A Stingray Bit My Nipple.
Well, I have one since you mentioned the Buddha. A woman writes in and says, "My coworker Craig, who is 6 feet 11 inches tall, got a lot of attention when we were traveling through China. He actually appeared to believe he was some sort of royalty. We were having fun with his celebrity status, allowing the locals to join us in pictures, until we ran into a middle-aged woman who was clearly unimpressed. In broken English, she asked Craig who he was and what he did for a living. He claimed to be a famous basketball player. She shook her head and waved him away. He asked why she didn't believe him. 'You know basketball players,' she said. 'You fat like Buddha.'"
And they tend to speak their mind over there, don't they? There's just a certain different... There's no veil. Everybody thinks New Yorkers are rude and mean, but comparatively, no. We tend to be nice to them. Are you from New York, by the way?
Only for the past 3 years. I'm from Virginia.
Oh, cool. Okay. And well, what do you think of New York as opposed to Virginia, since you're a travel kind of person?
I think people are more polite here than is probably the opinion outside the city. But I guess the difference would be in most places in Virginia, outside of northern Virginia, if you're just walking down the street, for example, you just say hello to people, whether you know them or not.
Hmm.
And obviously there are too many people here. I mean, if you're going to pass several thousand people a day, you can't be saying hello all the time.
Yeah, you wouldn't really get very far if you did that. By the way, we do have 1 or 2 minutes, and I wanted to also ask, since this probably, I've heard that this would be a good time if people do have the time and money to travel, now that we've gotten through the summer and Labor Day and all that. Any suggestions? I mean, is this September, October a good time for deals and a good time to go places?
It depends. I mean, one of the things that you want to do usually that I really like to do is travel off-season.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that you want to do, so this is off-season. We're getting into the off-season in Europe, but the dollar is still very weak against the euro.
Right.
So if you're interested in going to Mexico or to South America, this can be a really good time for that because, relatively speaking, your dollar is going to go farther once you get there.
Let me ask about airline travel also, because it's just, to me, I haven't even traveled that much, but I just got the sense that over the past 10 years, it's been sliding downward when it really should have been getting better. Do you think it's going to continue to be lousy and get lousier just because of economics?
It depends on the airline. I mean, some airlines, without admitting it, you know, Ryanair, which is a low-cost carrier in Europe,
mm-hmm.
basically, like, they're up front. They'll say, look, this is a bus that happens to fly. So they have rock-bottom prices, but it's not, you know, like travel, like air travel used to be, where you would sort of think, oh, this is a really special thing. They're basically saying, we're a bus in the sky.
Got it.
But, you know, United is about to cut, it's about to cut free meals on overseas flights on flights from D.C.
Amazing.
So you can buy a sandwich for $9, or you can bring your own food. But, I mean, that's basically a bus.
Yeah, and bring your own food on an overnight flight means it's got to be, you know, out of a refrigerator for about 15 hours before you get to eat it.
Well, you know, we did have a one-page piece on how to make a sandwich so that it can survive, so that you can eat it 4 hours later and it'll still be good.
Oh,
and people can find that on our website also.
Oh, a teaser. Oh, you're not going to tell us. You're going to make us go to the website, budgettravel.com, to find out how to make an endurable sandwich, a sandwich you could take into space with you, orbit the Earth, come back, take a piano lesson, go swimming, have a shower, and then eat that sandwich. And it won't kill you.
It'll be good.
Exactly. Well, speaking of being good, thank you, Tom Berger, for being so good in the neighborhood, telling us about budgettravel.com and the book A Stingray Bit My Nipple.
Thanks for having me.
If they asked me, I could write a book. Well, they did ask me, and I did write a book. A collection of my comedies called Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. If you like farce, there's The Triple Wedding. If you like dark comedy, there's Last Respects. If your taste runs to the absurd, Blind Date. Something for everyone in Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. $20 hardcover, $12 soft. Buy it now at 516-295-1511 or through the Dave's Gone By website.
My radio's on, the news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this Sunday night, September 7th, 2008. And it's time for the News Gone By, a look at local and world events from a well-traveled perspective. In political news, well, it's getting wild and woolly down to the wire of the 2008 presidential elections. The Republicans had their big convention this week, shortened by hurricanes and subdued by the party's desire not to be associated with their current president. Still, they made some noise, and John McCain shocked observers on both sides by choosing a relative newbie, Sarah Palin, as his running mate. Pundits say he picked her to grab the votes of disaffected Democrats who wish Obama had chosen Hillary. Only Palin's strong conservative beliefs wouldn't jibe with Hillary supporters anyway. And just as voters were warming to the idea of a Tina Fey lookalike being on the ticket, they learned that Sarah's kid was 5 months pregnant. Sarah's 17-year-old unmarried kid. Democrats had a field day, while Republicans, who spent 2 years vilifying President Clinton over a hum job, had to come to the defense of a teen in trouble while still calling it family values. I love it. Look, if the Democrats wanted to be cruel, all they have to say is, hey, Sarah Palin thinks she can run a country. She can't even look after her own kid. But I realize that's not fair. I like to think of it more in terms of like mother, like daughter. Governor Palin believes in drilling and laying down pipelines. Her daughter likes getting drilled and laying pipe. How many times have you gone into a restaurant, paid the check, walked out, and then realized you left your hat or umbrella? Or you paid for groceries at the supermarket, finished signing the credit card, and you left without the bags? Happens to all of us. But guess what happened to one distracted police officer at a London Starbucks? She accidentally left her loaded gun in the bathroom. Nothing bad happened, except to her career. Maybe it's because English police don't normally carry firearms. She was on a special detail guarding former Prime Minister Tony Blair. I'm sure he's sleeping better with her on the job. Anyway, she has been relieved of her assignment. And as for punishment, nothing specific, but how many times a day do you think her colleagues will come up to her and say, I'll have a 9 Milichino, please, and make that a double shot? Speaking of policing, a Nebraska man had to sue prosecutors last week to get his false leg back. Val McCabe of Alliance Nebraska was shot in the leg, the fake leg, the week before. Police then took the leg to run tests on it, only they held it for days. McCabe finally had to hire a lawyer because it's not as if he could just replace a $30,000 prosthesis. The court granted him his wish and made the police give him back the limb. In fact, the judge said just looking at McCabe proved that the case was completely one-sided. Riders of the Long Island Railroad, you're going to love this. In suburban Buenos Aires last week, rush hour passengers got so mad about delays, how mad did they get, that they threw stones at the ticket office, blocked the rails, and set fire to a train. It's always a good way to solve delays, you know, just stop everything. Apparently, Argentina's transit system is in serious trouble. The donkey died. No, but seriously, a transit spokesman said, quote, "We understand people get angry with service, but they absolutely can't attack a public service this way." Well, yes, they can, and they did. And as an LIRR and a subway passenger, I have to admit, my heart is with them, even if my brain defers. Because I was coming home late on a train Labor Day morning, exhausted, about 2 a.m. last weekend. At one end of the car, there was a somewhat inebriated woman regaling her friends with comedy, I believe that's what it was, at maximum volume. And at my end of the car, she was drowned out by music, not from a boombox or bleeding through somebody's iPod earphones, but the conductor was playing some kind of Cuban Greek music loudly through the loudspeaker. I mean, WTF! I just wanted to read my book, or more likely pass out, and wake up somewhere near Queens. So I guess I should be grateful that they kept me awake, so I made my stop. And wouldn't you know, 4 days later, at the railroad tracks in my town, a taxi driver skidded onto the third rail, and his cab burst into flames. He was fine, but it stalled traffic for hours while cops tried to figure out, well, what the heck to do. And for its part, the LIRR said it wouldn't stop its investigation until it figured out how it happened, why it happened, and how they can use the incident as an excuse to raise fares. And by the way, I don't mean to break into the news gone by, but we have a message from the radio station to all the listeners. Please be reminded that across Long Island this weekend and into next week, they will be spraying for West Nile virus. It's a pesticide called Scourge, and although it's a rather nasty concoction, officials have assured residents that in small doses, there's absolutely no... but it kills mosquitoes. In larger animal news, congratulations to Zhigang, the Chinese elephant. It took 3 years, but he's kicked heroin. No, I'm not kidding. Illegal traders captured the animal in 2005, and they kept him docile by feeding him bananas spiked with horse. Nice, huh? Police arrested the bastards and then put the elephant, literally, in rehab, where he suffered actual withdrawal syndromes, and yes, he was also put on methadone. Zhigang will now retire to a wildlife park in the Yunnan province, where he'll smoke a lot of cigarettes, attend a meeting once a week, and go clubbing with Kate Moss. What do I love, Kevin? That's right, Kevin. Stupid criminals! Sorry, I'm going through tonight's show withdrawals after a month of Olympics and conventions. Anyway, police had no trouble tracking down an Iowa man accused of using a stolen credit card because he signed his own name on one of the receipts. Apparently, he had been using the stolen card with no problem until at one store it came up stolen on their computers. So, he pulled out his own ID and used it instead. He is now facing aggravated misdemeanor charges, which will probably be reduced because how can you stay aggravated if someone's so stupid? And by the way, this fella has a counterpart in Florida. That's where a cross-dressing thief stole a purse but accidentally dropped his fake breast. Police found a condom filled with water that the bandit was using for a boob. Witnesses say the man-woman was wearing a short denim skirt and a black tube top and fled in a silver car with two other transvestites. There are no suspects, but they're hoping more witnesses will come forward, or, barring that, they'll just follow Eddie Murphy on date night. In food news, well, I'm just going to read this one mostly verbatim. This is from CBS News, and I quote, "New York City woman grows 6-foot zucchini in her backyard." Yes. Apollonia Castiglioni of Queens has been gardening for 26 years, but this is the first time she's seen anything like this in her vegetable patch. "I had another big one year," Castiglioni said, "but it was a totally different zucchini. This was, like, huge." Are you making your jokes yet? Okay, I'm still reading this from the CBS Wire. Castiglioni said the speed that her zucchini was growing really took her by surprise. "I used to come every day," Castiglioni said. "I was like, oh my God." Castiglioni said she cannot eat the zucchini because once they get longer than 4 feet, they're no longer tasty. Please note, I have gotten this far in the story about a woman and a giant zucchini, and I have not, I repeat, I have not made any jokes about naked push-ups, 3-foot batteries, chlorophyll-operated boyfriends, none of that. I will say she is lucky her other zucchinis did not grow to that length because there's no way she could carry them back to her kitchen. The weight would make them too cucumbersome. Yes, 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 that sound, that appealing, peeling sound is the Comedy Bell. Since Dave's Gone By began almost 6 years ago, we have been ringing the Comedy Bell to signal the Dave's Gone By bad pun of the week. Whenever we do the News Gone By, we make a play on words so bad, we stop vegging and start ringing. Because the Comedy Bell reminds us that Dave's Gone By is the place to advertise your product, event, or service. These are tough times, to be sure. But that just means we all have to work harder to get new customers, to reach new ears, to spread the word about what we have to offer. And you won't find a more fun, cost-effective way to advertise than by buying a minute or half minute on Dave's Gone By. Our fall sale is on, and you won't believe how inexpensive it can be to be part of this program week after week. Just like Unit Minuteman Press, just like Performing Arts Insider, just like Fancy Schmancy. If you know those three companies, I'll bet it's because you heard them on this show. And that is the key to great advertising. Repetition, humor, and repetition. Dave's Gone By for your message, because this time next week, you could be listening to your very own ad. So visit davesgoneby.org to see the rate card and all our information. davesgoneby.org, or better yet, send an email to davesgoneby@aol.com or call 516-295-1511, 516-295-1511, and we'll work out a plan that fits your needs, your budget, your message. Use Dave's Gone By to sell, sell, sell. Just heed the sound of the Comedy Bell. Or, to put it another way, don't be good, be ponderful.
Guys do it all the time. Guys have a woman on this side of town, the other side of town, they have a woman in another city. Why shouldn't we? I mean, it's the night.
Returning to the news gone by and entertainment news, best wishes for a healthy recovery to David Duchovny. The Californication actor is undergoing rehab for multi-fornication. He's admitted to the world that he's a sex addict and has asked for privacy while in a treatment facility for his condition. Apart from the fact that anyone married to Taya Leone would probably be a sex addict every time she walked in the door, we do wish him well and hope one day he can burn his XXX files. And until then, trust no one. Around him, there's something out there, and he's going to bang it. And finishing the news gone by, in entertainment and health news, Friday saw all three television networks combining to air the special Stand Up for Cancer. The celebrity-studded event was meant to raise cancer awareness and the need for early detection. Going the furthest to champion the cause was Brad Garrett, the Everybody Loves Raymond star. He underwent an actual prostate exam on the air. Now, honestly, I don't object to the segment for its bad taste, but considering we just got through watching George Bush, Rudy Giuliani, and Fred Thompson at the Republican convention, haven't we had enough assholes? And that's the news gone by for Sunday, September 7th, 2008. Please send your comments, opinions, and West Nile Vicodins to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. That's Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air, name withheld upon request. If you'd rather send an email, by gosh, I'll read that too. Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com. That's Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com. And even if you don't want your letters on the air, send us your screen name to get on the weekly Dave Mail list. Once a week, we send out a cool, moderately amusing email about the next show, complete with pictures and quotes. It's very cool and it's free. You just have to get on the mailing list, Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com. We love getting your emails, postcards, packages. Send us anything, but please, no 6-foot zucchinis. I never learned to play squash. Back after this.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news.
If you have no idea what to see on Broadway this season, have I got a magazine for you. Performing Arts Insider, the Bible of Broadway and beyond. Every show is listed with enough information to make you a theater expert, just like the professionals who've relied on PAI for 64 years. Get the most recent issue at PerformingArtsInsider.com. Dave's Gone By listeners get a steep discount on subscriptions, so visit PerformingArtsInsider.com for Broadway the best way. Inside Broadway, brought to you by Total Theater's Performing Arts Insider, your everything theater guide. Yeah, we're still using the old theme. Haven't changed that up yet, but I did promise that we'll have a new Inside Broadway theme in a week or two. So, all sorts of new things coming for the fall season. Here's some fall news, and we'll start with some happy, nice news of princely matters. Broadway legend Hal Prince, who had a stroke earlier this year, is back. He's directing a show. He's doing a musical called Paradise Found, which puts Johann Strauss waltzes to modern lyrics. Susan Stroman was helping him along with the project when he was under the weather. I think she's still also attached. And the show is aiming for Broadway and has already had readings with John Cullum, Shuler Hensley, he's in Young Frankenstein, and our buddy, Rebecca Luker, who was on one of our Tony specials. So look for that in a year or two from, or maybe even this couple of months, Paradise Found, directed by Hal Prince. And we're going to rehab! Speaking of friends of the neighborhood, Gerard Alessandrini, the brilliant man who created Forbidden Broadway, well, it's the latest edition, time to change it up, and it's going to be called Forbidden Broadway Goes to Rehab. It opens September 17th. And what happens is, you know, Forbidden Broadway's been running a long time, they keep a few sketches, but because Broadway changes shows every year, they change their sketches and their spoofs. It's a must-see. I saw the show last season. It was really the best way to start the new theater season by being by going to see Forbidden Broadway. So please do that, and congrats to Gerard Alessandrini, at one point a guest on this show, for keeping it going. Also, we've got Captain Blythe. Yes, someone's going to be directing Blythe Spirit on Broadway this coming season. Michael Blakemore, very, very good director who directed Copenhagen, the Kiss Me Kate revival, and also that very, very funny play that flopped for no good reason, Is He Dead? He'll be staging Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit on Broadway in 2009. No word on casting, but it is by the same producing team who are doing David Mamet's Speed the Plow just a couple of weeks from now. And finally, in the news gone by, short version this week, as if Mamma Mia didn't already have enough going for it. The hit movie, the fact that it's still selling amazingly well after 7 years on Broadway. Well, last Friday, September 5th, Mamma Mia became the 16th longest-running show in Broadway history. Thus, performance 2,845, which pushed it past Hello, Dolly! Of all shows. And unless I'm mistaken, the next hurdle is Tobacco Road, which has over 3,100 performances. So, if Mamma Mia lasts another half year, and there's no reason on earth why it shouldn't, we'll see that hurdle fall as well. Mamma Mia, that's a very short news, not news gone by, excuse me, very short Inside Broadway, but a good one, I think. We'll be back to wrap up this episode of Dave's Gone By after these messages. We've just been Inside Broadway, thanks to TotalTheater.com and Performing Arts Insider.
God created the heavens and the earth. In 2007, I created Shalom Dammit, Rabbi Sol Solomon's Peace, Love, and Acid Reflux Hour. It's a TV show by Jews, about Jews, and for everybody. It airs Wednesday and Friday mornings, 7:30, on Cablevision Channel 115. In Manhattan, it's Channel 67 on Sunday afternoons at 1:30. You can also watch episodes on YouTube.com. Just search under my name, Sol Solomon, or Shalom Dammit. And God saw that it was good, and you'll see it's great!
Hi, this is Al Aronowitz, and you're listening to Days Gone By on WGBB.
Yes, and to be exact, it's WGBB Freeport. Happy to be here, finishing up our 290th episode of Dave's Gone By. If you liked what you heard, please give us an email at davesgoneby@aol.com. And to find out more about the show, please go to davesgoneby.org. And we're doing a lot with that website, and also some big news about TotalTheater.com. That's a website. You know, this whole show is produced by the Total Theater Company. They kind of employ me, and they do, they have a part in Performing Arts Insider, and they also administer davesgoneby.org. But TotalTheater.com is a great place to go to see theater reviews, to read them online for free from all over the world. It's been around for, 8 or 9 years now. It's just gotten a redo on the back end, so it moves very, very fast. It looks much better. There's a lot more photos and stuff. And that's the place where we're starting to migrate the archives of Dave's Gone By. There are a bunch still at the radio station's website, am1240wgbb.com. But we're going to take those and put a whole bunch more on TotalTheater.com in their little podcast area. We've got 8 up there now, including some of the episodes we've had with Uncle Floyd, Issa, New York Post columnist Phil Mushnick is up there, and we're going to add more in the weeks to come, so you can go and listen to Dave's Gone By all day, all night, anytime, for free, just by going to TotalTheater.com. It's very exciting. They spent literally weeks tinkering and working on and adjusting the podcast on the website, and I'm thrilled that it's pretty much finished, and now you can actually go there and start to listen. It's great. So, TotalTheater.com and also DavesGoneBy.org. And since we're doing some happy things and thank yous, thank you to our sponsors, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners, Hewlett Minuteman Press. Give them a call at 516-569-5577. 516-569-5577. No job too big or too small at Hewlett Minuteman Press. Also, Fancy Schmancy Balloons. We heard from Jeff Goodman early in the show as he was about to get on a plane at San Luis Obispo Airport, which is, I don't know, there's just something sort of sad about that. I don't know why. I mean, he's having a better time than I am, but I don't know. San Luis Obispo Airport. But Jeff is the founder and proprietor of Fancy Schmancy Balloons, and they will make your party look amazing with balloons and centerpieces and other decorations, and you can also get in touch with the other things you might need for your party, like, you know, if you need a band, if you need flowers, if you need the caterer. He knows the people. He can make it all happen for you at really good rates. So give Jeff a call when he's back in town on Thursday, 516-797-3229. 516-797-3229. And if you go to his house before Thursday, he does have an attack dog. So, you know, any criminals listening, don't even think about it. And we also want to thank Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway, for 65 years. PerformingArtsInsider.com is the place to find out more all about this wonderful, incredibly useful journal. And it's an expensive journal. It costs people a lot of money to subscribe. But these are people in the industry, people who direct or book for television shows and big radio programs, because they need to know what's happening on and off Broadway, who the big stars are, when they're going in, how to contact them, and their managers, and all that stuff is in this handy, incredibly beloved theater journal called Performing Arts Insider. And Dave's Gone By listeners get it at a really big discount. So go to davesgoneby.org to find out more about Performing Arts Insider. Also want to remind you that Shalom Gamut, Rabbi Saul Solomon's Peace, Love, and Acid Reflux Hour is still very much alive, and it's still on Cablevision. It will be changing times in October, and we're just about set about what those times are. But until then, you can still catch it Wednesday and Friday mornings, 7:30 a.m. on Channel 115. Wednesday and Friday mornings, 7:30 in the morning, Channel 115 on Woodbury LI Cable. You can also catch it on Manhattan Neighborhood Network if you live in the city. It's Channel 67, Sundays at 1:30. That time will probably change too in October, but it's Sunday, 1:30 p.m., Channel 67, for a couple more weeks of Shalom Gamut. You can also watch it at that time on MNN.org, or you can see all the episodes anytime you want to at YouTube.com. Just go to Shalom Gamut in the keyword search. Okay. Let's see if we have other reminders. I told you about the podcasts. Hey, everybody, give a listen to Filler Up. That is a music program that I do here once a week. It's a half hour, you know, here on Dave's Gone By. It's talking, 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 comedy, a little bit of music. There, it's really the exact opposite. It's about 95% music, and it can be dedicated to a couple of artists who have birthdays that week, or we do a Pete Fornatel kind of theme where, you know, we play a bunch of songs about yellow. Whatever it is, you got to check it out. It's really cool music. And go to the WGBB website, am1240wgbb.com, to find out when Filler Up is on. I think you'll get a kick out of it. And remember, you can listen at both the radio station, am1240 WGBB Freeport, or on the web at am1240wgbb.com. Okay, let's see. Let's do some plugs. And by the way, the folks who are waiting for gospel, just hang out a little bit. You know, we'll start gospel as soon as they get here. So, till then, a little bit of me. Plugs, we've got Marilyn May at the Metropolitan Room. She started on September 6th, and she's going through September 16th. Marilyn May, a delightful guest in the neighborhood a couple of months ago, and I saw her at the Metropolitan Room. She's a brassy, good singer, and I mean, she's, I think, as I recall, either close to 70 or in her low 70s, and she still, believe me, got the pipes. She was Johnny Carson's favorite singer on the show. He had her on something ridiculous, like 60 or 80 times, and she's still going strong. Marilyn May at the Metropolitan Room in Manhattan through September 16th. Also want to give a plug to something that's happening tomorrow. Ellis Nasur, a theater critic, and also more known now as a producer, He's going to celebrate the life of Patsy Cline and his new book about her, Honky Tonk Angel, because he'll be at the Barnes & Noble at Lincoln Triangle tomorrow, Monday the 8th, at 7:30 p.m. It's absolutely free, but obviously if you want to buy the book, you have to buy it, and he'll sign it. And we'll also talk about Patsy Cline and do some cool stuff. So that's Ellis Nasur tomorrow night at the Barnes & Noble in Lincoln Triangle. And giving a shout-out to him, because Ellis was on one of our Tony shows, and I think he was on as a regular guest also talking about Patsy Cline, because he wrote a show about her. I want to give a shout-out to Peter Tork and Shoe Suede Blues. That's the band that he's been in for all these years after the Monkees. They're going to be playing at Port Jefferson Village Music Festival September 12th. Oh, and they're going to also be at the Garden City Hotel on Long Island on October 30th. Well, that's pretty far away, but September 12th, this week, they'll be at the Port Jefferson Village Music Festival. A little bit of sad news I noticed from his website that the band's guitarist, Richard Michels, died in June. Probably mispronouncing that. It might be like Michaels. But he died at age 56 of a heart attack after years of bad health. So our hearts go out, I guess, to the Shoe Suede Blues Band and to their lead, Peter Tork. And also, really, really cool news, one of our very, very favorite guests ever in the neighborhood, Jill Sobule. She and her friend Elise Thoron have been working on a musical for a few years now, and it's called Prozac and the Platypus. Well, they're doing, I think, a CD of it is coming out, and they're doing a gig at the Zipper Theater on West 37th Street, October 2nd, to play the songs from the show and to promote the new CD. So if you want to see Jill Sobule, go to the Zipper on October 2nd, and if you've never seen Jill Sobule live, she is a marvelous, adorable, and incredibly talented performer. It isn't that she's just a good songwriter. It isn't that she has a nice, cute sort of singing voice. But, yeah, she can rock a little guitar, acoustic or electric. Doesn't matter. She's something to see. So check her out at the Zipper on October 2nd. Well, still doing some thank yous. Want to thanks so much to Tom Berger of Budget Travel. He's the copy chief there. Go to Budget Travel. Find out more about the book, A Stingray Bit My Nipple, and also all the stuff that came off the website that they created the book into. And on the less silly side, all the information you might need if you're thinking of going somewhere. Go to Budget Travel and check all that out. And thanks to Tom Berger for doing that. And I want to thank my beloved, adorable, and really, really sweet. And every week, my wife is on me to say something new about her. Because I go on and I say pretty much the same thing every week. My sweet and adorable wife, my wonderful wife, my delightful wife. And she's like, Dave, you're just mouthing words. Come on, think of something else to say. Think of something, some wonderful way to praise me. So, and I get up here and I'm at the mic and, you know, sometimes, even though I've been doing this for 6 years now, I'm at the mic and there are words filling my head and it's go, go, go. And then there are other times when I see the mic in front of me and some words are coming to me and then some others are and I don't know why, but a lot of times when it comes to talking about my amazing wife who has been with me for more than 10 years now, more than 11 years we've been together, we've been married for 10, and yet as much as I love her and as much as she's the best thing in my life, I get to the microphone and, my wife, she's, you know, a wife and a woman and she's female, you know, and married and together, living, space, house, Philadelphia, and that's about the best I can do. But I think she knows how much in my heart I love and admire her for all she does. So, mwah to my beloved wife, Joyce, and best wishes to and love to my folks, Mom and Dad Lefkowitz, Philip and Brenda. And, you know, Dad's been a little bit under the weather recently, so I want to wish him very, very well. And, you know, love to Mom, too. Love to my in-laws. And special thanks to all of you. Let me tell you what we're going to be doing on Dave's Gone By in the couple of weeks ahead. On next week, September 14th, we have Carol Edmonston. Not a name you might know from wherever, unless you know her personally. But she has some really, really cool and nice stories to tell about her uncle. Her uncle was Sid Hoff. Does that name ring a bell? This is kind of where I wish it weren't radio. I wish there were more television, because I could show you his drawings. This is the guy who wrote and drew Danny the Dinosaur and a whole host of other really adorable children's books, and also a lot of cartoon books for grown-ups as well. If I tell you how Sid spells his name, it's S-Y-D-H-O-F-F. Now you'll probably get a sort of an idea of who I'm talking about. Now you remember from the books and the animals with very oblong and curvy shapes and the really cute eyes. He just had this knack for doing these adorable things. Well, Sid Hopp is died a few years ago, but he's a memorable personality, and we're going to have his niece, Carol Edmonston, on just for a little bit to talk about him and tell some anecdotes about her uncle. And then, on September 21st, this is going to be really, really cool, there's an off-Broadway show that's opening in 2 weeks called Baba Lucy. And, as you can kind of guess from the title, Baba Lucy, it's about Desi Arnaz. It's a one-man show, except he's backed by a seven-piece orchestra, and a guy named Greg Pernhagen will be playing and impersonating and channeling Desi Arnaz and talking about his career and, of course, his life with Lucy. And, I mean, it's going to be a bit about the I Love Lucy show, but it's really an appreciation and understanding of Desi and how much he contributed to band music and popular music of the 1940s and 50s. Should be a good show. He's been doing it in cabaret form for a couple of years, and now he's finally got a real off-Broadway slot. He's going to be playing at the Actors Temple on West 37th Street. I think it's already in previews, actually. So it's opening the week of the 22nd, first week of fall, so we're going to try and get him on there on Sunday, September 21st. Greg Pernhagen. We'll talk to him, and we will talk to Desi as well. Anything else that I want to tell you or share with you? Unfortunately, don't have the time to get into politics right now, although I'd love to talk more about the conventions and all that's going on with Sarah Palin and everything else. But you probably can guess my feelings about all that and the hypocrisy of the Republican Party and hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. As well. I mean, the idea of using Sarah Palin's kid's pregnancy as something to bash the Republicans with, when it shouldn't be a bashing point either way. It's just a personal family problem, and leave it at that. But, of course, the Republicans are using it to make it seem like, oh, look, what an understanding mother she is, and what a modern family she comes from because she's having a kid with a kid out of wedlock, you know. Whereas the Democrats, who have on their own end, a horde of politicians over the years who got into trouble through sex, and yet they have to go and be the ones saying, oh, well, look at this. What kind of mother is she? You know, she can't even handle her own daughter, and she wants to run the country. So, I don't know. I just, as much as I'm praying the Democrats will take office in a couple of months, I just wish, well, we all wish the discourse were smarter and better, but that's just the way things are. Anyway, not to go on a downer, but it's 12:14. Time for me to close up the neighborhood. Leave the neighborhood, but just for 7 days. I'll be back next Sunday, September 14th, with the 291st episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz wishing you good night, good nipples, and gone by.
There's a strangeness in the skies of Arizona, and the people down there, they just can't get no sleep. Well, I ran from the skies to the Georgia border, just looking for a place to rest my family. If I'm traveling, if I keep traveling on, if I'm traveling, if I keep driving on, oh, if I'm traveling, oh, if I keep traveling, I might find heaven. Yeah. seen fire in the sugar fields of Alabama, and the harvest lights when people gather there, looking for work with the same face as me. I'm just trying to feed my family. If I'm traveling, if I keep traveling on, if I'm traveling, if I keep traveling. Track.